Wait. Hi, my name is Brianna. I'm 16 years old. Today is December 5th, and I'm speaking with Jennifer, who is my mom. And we are recording this in Bakersfield, California. So, Mom, what do you want people to remember you for?
Let's see if I can think about it. One thing that I think would truly matter to me most is that to have about my faith in God and His Son Jesus.
Good answer. Next question. What was the happiest day of your life?
It's hard to actually say. I have three days that come to mind. They were two of the days where both my daughters were born healthy. That was a big thing, the joy just to see them and they're healthy and happy and well. And then the third one was marrying Joe, my husband.
Good answer. Next question. Where are your ancestors from?
I have some from Texas, and then I have some from Poland.
Cool. What was the biggest historical event that has happened during your lifetime?
Well, I know we had 9/11, but the one that matters was when I was in middle school, we had the Challenger. We got to watch it live, the space shuttle Challenger, and we also watched it live, how it blew up, and that was very tragic that day for a teacher to go up there in space like that.
How did that event make you feel?
Felt very sad, you know, like everybody was so quiet and just so sad, couldn't believe what happened. And it made me, you know, feel like, you know, life is short, you know, and it's, we try to make the best of it, you know.
Thank you. Okay, where are you from?
I am from Delano, California, 40 miles away from here.
Did anything interesting happen in your town while growing up?
Maybe a couple of marches, like farmers marching together, you know, just having rights. I just remember a little bit of that.
When did you start voting and who did you vote for?
Well, I started voting at the age of 18. I had signed up for it. And voting, oh my gosh, I voted, I believe, for the Bushes. the other ones, name anonymously. Those would be anonymously, sorry.
Do you remember why you voted for them?
Oh, I just believe that, especially the Bushes, they're from Texas. They're like, I don't know, like the real family kind of thing, family people oriented. And believe they believe in God. And I just like their values, you know, and just how they treat each other.
Describe what you think your future holds.
Wow, I see myself probably with this coming new year is maybe traveling more because due to my husband's job out of state and hoping that I'll have company from time to time to go with me. That would be nice too. But, you know, just to see the U.S., explore new things. I love to go hiking, so traveling would be wonderful.
What about in 10 years in your future?
Oh, wow. In 10 years, we'll be closer to when my husband will retire. And within the 10 years, what my future holds, hopefully to be completely debt-free and then be able to do what we'd like to do, go see, because his family's from the East Coast, so it'd be nice to go up and down the East Coast as well.
This is a interesting and tough question. Mm-hmm. What is the most difficult thing you ever had to do?
Ooh, the first thing that comes to my mind is when I had to tell my daughters I was getting a divorce from my first marriage. I think that was the hardest thing I ever do because that's something I wasn't planning on doing.
Wow. Did not know that. What's one thing that you like about history?
Oh, I like about history. It's telling a story. And, you know, I believe that we all can be part of history. You know, we just have to believe in ourselves that we can make changes, you know, and then hopefully for the best.
All right, well, thank you for your time today. Thank you for doing this interview with me.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
I'm going to go stop.
Hopefully it's over 6.
It's 5:10.
Oh, okay. Because some of it we blew, remember?
Yeah, I was like, I had to add like 3 more questions. I was like,
oh,
shoot, we're on
okay.
Like question 9.